Judge greenlights homeless shelter on NY Billionaires Row. By Nate Church on April 30, 2019. On Monday, New York State Supreme Court Justice Alexander Tisch ruled that city officials may build a homeless shelter in the affluent neighborhood known as Billionaires Row. As you might expect, the locals are unhappy with the decision. The West 58th Street Coalition, a group made up of residents and local officials, have claimed that the shelter will increase crime in their area, and that the building chosen is a dangerous fire hazard. The city has embarked on a reckless plan and hedging their bets, hoping that there won't be a fire at the Park Savoy, the One Percenters wrote on Facebook. Are you willing as decision makers and stakeholders to take that chance with even one life? Despite the moralizing tone, another pesky concern keeps coming up: that the presence of homeless people will cause residents to face unquantifiable economic harm to the value of their property. In a December 12 ruling, Tisch dismissed the complaints. While safety issues constitute an important concern, the shelter has been issued a temporary certificate of occupancy and is presumably safe to open, he wrote. Aside from the safety issues, petitioners' alleged harm regarding loitering and property values is speculative and does not form a sufficient basis for granting a preliminary injunction. Soon after, however, First Department Appellate Judge Jeffrey Ong introduced a temporary delay in proceedings to investigate any potential concerns. Others, however, remain skeptical. We believe the lower court was correct in denying the injunction, and once the appeals panel gets a full briefing, that decision will stand, a spokesman for the city's law department said in a statement. That is precisely what happened. After investigating the matter, Tisch confirmed that the safety issues raised are all aspects for which the city and its agencies are supposed to be given deference. And since the city has granted the potential shelter a temporary certificate of occupancy, Tisch said, it demonstrates to the court that the building is presumably safe and in compliance with applicable laws. The fact that the coalition's claim that the neighborhood already had its fair share of homeless shelters was without merit. Still, the fight continues. Randy Mastro, the West 58th Street Coalition's lawyer, said it was disappointed in today's decision and plans to pursue an immediate appeal. This unsafe building should not be permitted to operate as a homeless shelter, Mastro said. Placing the homeless in this building puts their lives at risk, as well as the lives of staff, neighbors and firefighters responding there. The homeless shelter is a situation directly against the Elite 157 building, which hosts a condo owned by Dell founder Michael Dell, worth $100 million, the city's most expensive property when it was purchased in 2014.